It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Well, here we are again. How do you like that? Weeks go by rapidly and fast, and they accrue 52 of these programs we do a year. And I love them because I learn something new every single time.
You sure do.
And when we get in the car going home at night, we say, wow, we're in awe of the brilliant people that we have. We have one of these brilliant people here. This is the second part of a program we began last week about lifestyle medicine and how it's advancing in Europe, and people are credentialed now with master's and doctoral degree in plant-based nutrition that was propelled by American and European minds. And now we said last week, before we went off the air, we're going to talk to a pharmacist. And people don't realize the most important pharmacist in the world is a chef. We have one at Hippocrates. Mm. So we sit there and we put prescriptions down, eat this, you eat that, you take this, you take that. And then we walk away and get all the credit. And then the pharmacist, the chef, has to do the work. The problem is, if the chef or the pharmacist doesn't love what they do and they're not good at what they do, the entire thing tumbles and falls. If I remember back when I began this, I never ate a vegetable in my life. And overnight I became a plant-based eater. And I had to make it taste good. And if I didn't make it taste good, if it didn't look good, if it didn't, fragrance wasn't nice, I wouldn't have stuck to this. So I think the most important person I've interviewed in a very, very long time is Julia, the pharmacist slash chef, chef slash pharmacist. How do you begin with this type of lifestyle?
You see, first, hello, nice to be here with you. The story began really at the early ages because I was very sensitive to food from the childhood, actually. But, without any knowledge, without any things that I know now, from Thomas about lifestyle medicine, this is hard to understand what happens in our body, why one or other product acts something in my body.
Why one is good and why one is
bad.
Yeah,
why I feel bad or good eating, for example, meat. So I became vegetarian at age 14.
So you just one day got up and said, that's enough, I can't eat meat anymore.
Yeah, something like that, because I was in yoga person, I was dancing and do everything, like a very active girl. So it was just important for me to feel good. And one day I understood, like, the food is the key. So my journey was long. I wasn't chef for all of these years. My journey began about 7 years ago. With all these books and courses and lifestyle medicine, online courses and everything, you know, just to understand how it works in our body.
So you came about this in a scientific way, not just an emotional way.
Yeah, the basic thing was the science. Yeah. And then I started to work with food like a chef. So I trained only like a whole food plant-based chef. And it was hard to find something in Lithuania, actually, because we have no such degree. And it was crazy for me. Like, we know so many evidence that shows, like, it's important that food is everything for us. So why we have no schools or, I don't know, any trainings for the plant-based?
Yeah. Well, I mean, people out there listening may not know, but Lithuania liberated itself from Russia only in 1991.
Yeah.
So it's a very, 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 it's a very, very traditional and very old society.
Absolutely.
At the same point, it's a very young culture.
Absolutely.
It's very young. So it doesn't surprise me that at this point, 30 years into it, you don't have those schools.
Yeah.
But I promise you, you'll have probably the best ones in the next 20 years.
Yeah, this is the plan. So yeah. It was really hard work for me to find how to learn that, to put my all, you know, effort, my all knowledge to become a plant-based chef. So I also worked with Thomas in the military interventions and have my own classes with private clients who has 2-type diabetes. And I see result immediately.
Yeah.
In a weeks.
Well, you know, it is
this
so
is
it is so unbelievable that we have to sit here and explain this to people.
This
it
is
really
crazy,
is.
Really.
It is crazy.
Year like, after year.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it,
year
it's like...
After year. When you have the result, as Thomas said, like 1 week on a plant-based diet and you are another person, you think like another person.
Yeah, think completely like a different person.
So, yeah.
I think the other day when you were in one of my classes, I said that. When I look back, I thought it was a weight that I lost, but it wasn't. It was a consciousness that
Absolutely.
Was provoked. I mean, all at once you see things clear. The glasses come off. The fog goes out of the room. You start to say, wow. And it's not because you're doing something special or you're better than. It's just you're doing what you're supposed to do. And when the body is given the support and love and respect that it deserves, it immediately reacts.
I believe, like, my work is absolutely, you know, must be in Lithuania as a degree, like, whole food plant-based chef.
Well, you know what I can do is we know the people who gave that degree here very, very well, and they're retired now, so we'll work with them. We'll come back, we'll speak more about that, and we have others here in the studio with us. I'm going to make Patrice say a few words because I have such respect for him, and Dr. Thomas is going to come back on again, and we're going to talk about what we're scheming to do. We're scheming to take over the world and make you all healthy and happy. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. So, Julia, who is the living food chef, and this is not just fried food, there's none of that. This is really
medicine food.
This is medicine food.
And it tastes good.
Yes.
It's not the medicine my mother gave me.
You know, and I remember the first time we went to Lithuania and we put up the big memorial for Ann Wigmore, and Petras and Loretta was making food there and having the whole little village of everybody living to the party, I could say.
Every person.
It was so nice.
The baby who just started to walk was there.
Yes.
They all went into traditional clothing. And, you know, this is close to Anna's heart because they have the same in her country, which is not far from
you.
Yeah,
in Sweden.
In Sweden. Yeah. And, you know, one of the funny stories, we flew in. I was spaced out, you know, we all night long. We get to this lovely little hotel in the capital.
Yeah.
And I go to the concierge, and it sounds like it was a fancy hotel. It wasn't. They had the name concierge.
It was a good hotel.
It was a nice one, clean.
Yes. Yeah.
And it had a little gym, very little. I had like 10 weights I could lift there. And I go to him, and I say, I just did this sort of as a joke. You wouldn't happen to have a vegan restaurant. He said, oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
And he walked me out front, and he said, you probably won't like it because it's raw food.
Okay.
And it was only a minute away. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then what Anna just mentioned, in this little tiny park, Europeans haven't lost what we have here. Mm. They congregate, they get together.
Yes.
They have respect and honor for the past and the future. And every single member of that little tiny village, that founder, Ann Wigmore, grew up and came in traditional dress. And Patrice and Loretta, his wife, made food with volunteers for hundreds and hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. It was delicious. It was a very nippy day, remember? It was probably 50 degrees, 55 degrees, and we were all wearing the thing, but this is beautiful. So what do you think about that, Patrice? What do you think? What do you feel like? I mean, you're pretty much the instrumental guy behind all of this.
When you say, what do I think about it specifically, what?
Well, I mean, what do you think about all that you did? I mean, you're the guy that got the guys from Harvard. You're the guy that got, you know, Hans Diehl. I introduced you, but you did the work. You're the guy that basically got the lifestyle medicine thing happening. I may have said a few words. Without you, none of this would happen. So what's it feel like as an American, a Lithuanian American, to now go back to your homeland where your family's from and to do such extraordinary things for not only your country, but for the human race?
Well, I guess, you know, like I sometimes think about, like, why am I doing this, you know? And I guess with a lot of the discussions that we had, Lithuania seemed to be an ideal place for something like lifestyle medicine to really, you know, sprout and basically, you know, become a kind of like a leader in that, especially on an academic level. And, you know, the fact that I'm Lithuanian was kind of what sort of...
It's a plus.
gave me, you know, it kind of gave me a lot of motivation because, you know, I was born there. I guess my culture is still sort of intact. And, you know, a little country like this, it's like great that it might become like a leader in lifestyle medicine on an academic level.
It has become the world's leading country on lifestyle medicine. It's the only university in the world, not the United States. Yeah. We're at 330 million people. Yeah. How many people are in Lithuania?
2.8 now. Yeah.
So less than 3 million people. You have the only university where you can get credentialed in lifestyle medicine, which, by the way, the curriculum comes from Harvard, Yale, Hippocrates Health Institute.
Well, Yale and Harvard and all of the other lifestyle medicine type of physicians, researchers, you know, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine supported this.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for them, you know, it would be quite different because, you know, when this idea sprung out, and this was like, when we met in New York City in 2014 at the Real Truth About Health conference where Hans Diehl showed up, you know. Yeah. I remember, you made an introduction and you said, hey, Dr. Diehl, you have to go to Lithuania. You have to help these guys out with this. And, you know, he's listening. He's saying, what is this about? You know, like, this is the first time
he
heard
of it. But he's a European. He's a German.
Yeah. So, you know, that's basically when it started. And, you know, that's when the lifestyle medicine master's program idea essentially was born. And then after that, everybody kind of got together, started to formulate ideas. How, you know, eventually to put something into some kind of concrete form. But I guess one of the things that was very important at this point, the chancellor of the university, this guy, Vilis Grabauskas, he used to be a director in the World Health Organization, I guess in those days when maybe they had some credibility. They don't have any credibility now. He was promoting something like lifestyle medicine. So he was the one, I mean, he's the chancellor of the university, so he really pushed that forward. And, you know, he was, I guess a lot has to be directed towards him and the fact that he was the one that had a vision. And I think he finally, I mean, basically told me, says, you know, we tried to do this some time ago, but it's finally here. Now we can do it.
Well, before we go to break, one of the things, I remember you and I crying. We're sitting in an auditorium with students, medical doctors from all over the country, other European countries, even Africa at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had the then Minister of Health of the EU, who was a Lithuanian.
Oh, yeah. Vytenis Andriukaitis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this man, I've never heard a more provocative. This was like a Jack Kennedy type of speech.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, he's a type A type of guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he also is a fellow that was born in Siberia.
Oh, yeah.
So he knows hardship.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a cardiologist. And, you know, he was the the health minister in Lithuania. And then they finally yanked him out of there and put him into the European Union as a commissioner of health and food safety.
Well, his words, and Petrus will remember before we go to break, is if we could get everyone in Europe and worldwide to eat this way, our illnesses would go, our strife would go, and once and for all, we'd have harmony with the humanity. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Thomas from Lithuania with the first lifestyle university. And this is what she's directing. And, you know, this is changing the world step by step. You're coming from a small country. I do too. My country is only 9 million, Sweden. But so you're less than 3 million. And you have the chance to really make a difference. Because it's tough with big America, with hundreds of millions. But imagine, and I can imagine how you look at, first you have the army that you can work, the NATO that you can work with. But what else can you do for public?
Very good question, thank you. So yeah, even in such a small country, when you are planting your seeds in lifestyle medicine, when you are coming and saying that there is a bunch of evidences, because we are researchers, we are academical, we are on academical pathway, so we have to back up by research because nobody will listen. That is normal in this area.
Right.
And even in such a small country, you have still a bunch of challenges to go through. For example, we are still very medical based society.
Oh, yes.
We are still biomedical based doctors. We are still challenging each other why lifestyle related changes couldn't even reverse the diseases. We are very good in promoting lifestyle related changes. We are very good in prevention. But when we are coming to the line, when I am challenging the doctors from based on the science, based on the researches, well, you know, you have an opportunity to reverse type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, and so on.
Right.
And this is where the troubles begins to rise.
Oh, yes, because now you start stepping on toes.
Absolutely. So answering to your question, well, what we can do, what we are doing, now we are trying not only go through our biomedical society, which is quite tough. Through these 7, now 8 years, I realized that, well, it's quite uneasy to do this. So we have to rise the, well, knowledge and
consciousness
from society, not from biomedical part, but
and then
from
the society demands it.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah, correct. So this is what we are doing now in Lithuania in very wide spectrum. We have the only one chef in plant-based chef, certificated chef back in Lithuania who works only with plant-based meals. And I'm as a researcher and expert in lifestyle medicine. we gathering together for society-based interventions.
Well, you're a good team. You're a good couple.
Absolutely. Yes. So this is why we are now very successful back in Lithuania for last year, because everybody, is especially young generation, now is willing to learn more about lifestyle-related diseases.
Wonderful.
About how to keep alive more, to be more crispy, let's say.
Yeah.
So
fresh. Longer, stay fresh, young,
stay
youthful,
fresh,
vital.
Youthful, vital. So
just tell everyone this is going to make you more sexy and it's going to be a sale.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
by the way,
everything
is, for example, how meal rises your libido.
Yeah.
How rises your, it's hormones, all around
everything.
The meal.
Well, I don't know what it is in your country, but in this country, young men, 40-year-old men, 50% cannot sexually perform.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the same.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's the same.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, that's outrageous. Yep. That used to be two generations ago, 70, 80-year-old men.
Yeah. And what the science shows that if you have problems there, you definitely have problems with your cardiovascular disease.
Yes,
exactly.
And the brain.
Mm-hmm. So, and your hormones. So that's all interconnected. So this is why we are going to social-wide and we are working a lot of people and we are very keen to know more. This year we showed that when we are bringing knowledge and competences
practice
into social life rather than only in academical way, we are more successful, definitely.
Yeah.
So
we touch people's hearts.
Yeah, the sad part is, and let's critique academia and intellectuals. And I'm not anti-intellectual or academics, but the reality is that they are sort of an elite group that are unwilling to change. And sadly, we put them in charge of educating our children.
That's
so they're actually in a position where they're convincing the child to do something that is not even pertinent anymore. I mean, it may have been outdated by 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I know when Anna Marie and I went to medical school, became naturopathic doctors, it was stunning to me how antiquated the data was and information. And medical schools know better. Our son talks to us about it. He's at the top medical school in Europe, at Karolinska. And he says, you know, Dad, and he said, the good part is that everyone that's my professor, unlike other schools, are practicing physicians, practicing surgeons. He said, that's where we learn because the data is not valid.
Valid.
As much as it's valid. So, I mean, we have a big job to do, but I think you're right, going to the public. That's what we saw here.
Yes.
That the public is waking up and demanding this. So you see raw organic juice bars all over the place, salad bars, everything else. And so to have all of you in the studio, all of you three Lithuanians, you know, it's like the three musketeers, is an honor for us.
Yes.
An honor for us. And the work you're doing is monumental and earth-changing, human-changing, and I just want to support you in any way we can and keep up your beautiful work. All of you out there listening, believe me, there's a lot of hope, a whole lot more hope than you understand. Just be optimistic, do your maximum best, and honor yourself. Have gratitude daily.